Blog Talk Radio.
Global Gospel, stay tuned and be blessed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We give God thanks. We give him glory. We give him honor. We give him praise. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. That was Judith Christie McAllister. And certainly we are in the season of Thanksgiving. Certainly we are not concerned about calendar holidays or how the holiday started, when it started, who started it. But certainly it is a time in a spiritual sense for us to reflect on what giving thanks means. And certainly we are in a season. We know that next Thursday is Thanksgiving and here in the United States as far as the calendar is concerned. But every day we should give God glory, honor, and praise, because every day he gives us new mercy. And so if for nothing else, we thank God for his mercy on today. Great is his faithfulness unto us. And certainly we thank God for his son, Jesus. You are listening to Global Gospel on this Saturday afternoon, and I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. And we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. And certainly you should know that all our shows are archived. If you perhaps cannot listen to us live, or if you miss a certain part and you want to listen again, you can also do so. How can you do so? By logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. And certainly we want you to look out for us. We have links, several links. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. We are even on Tumblr now, as well as Global Gospel. And certainly you can like us or befriend us on any of those pages. We'll be glad to hear from you. We'll be glad for you to read our posts, to read our scriptures or our words of encouragement from time to time. And certainly you can share with us also. If you'd like to call us in studio while we're live, later on we'll open up the line. We want you to take down this number, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. You can call in and let us know what you're thankful for. You can shout us out, shout someone else out, and certainly we'll be glad and blessed to have you share with us on this afternoon. If you would like to reach Global Gospel by mail, you can reach Global Gospel at P.O. Box 5331, that is Hempstead, New York, with a zip code is 11550. If you'd like to contact us off air, you can call 516-481-3187, 516-481-3187, and we will be glad to hear from you as well. Certainly, we are here today because we want to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ. We are here to share with you good gospel music, Christian music, inspirational music, spiritual music. We are here just to uplift your spirit and to be a blessing. We thank God for all our listeners. We have so many listeners across the world, Canada, South Africa, Cameroon, Namibia, Australia, France, Belgium, Brazil, Jamaica, West Indies, here in the United States. Those are New York, New Jersey, California, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, Illinois, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. We thank God for you wherever you are. Thank you for listening in. Continue to listen in and continue to share the message with other people. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. For those that are tuning in for the first time, or perhaps it's not your first time, but it's good, always good to hear it again, to study the word, to read it and read it over and over again. And every time you read it, every time you hear it, certainly God gives us new revelation. 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Certainly we are here with the message of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ heals, he delivers, He saves and sets free. We are here to let you know that there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There is one God in us all, above us all, and in through us all. And certainly we are here to let you know that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew and also to the Greek. The gospel is here on today to uplift you, to encourage you, to inspire you, to take you out of that place and that mode of depression and oppression, that state of suicidal moment, the state of just being here, the state of feeling alone and lonely. The gospel is here today is to free you, those that are bound, those that are imprisoned in their mind, in their spirit, in their soul. God is here. And certainly because of him, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. It is in him that we live, move, and have our being. We want you to know that he is the God of all flesh. All flesh, all means all, no matter what your ethnic makeup is, no matter what your gender, if you're male or female, certainly if you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, if you're in France, if you're in Cuba, if you're in Australia, if you're in Brazil, if you're in China, wherever you are, he is the God of all flesh, all flesh. He's the God of creation. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And today we give him glory, honor, and praise. And certainly want you to stay tuned on today. We have a theme here that says, when is it appropriate to give thanks? When is it appropriate to give thanks? And certainly that is a valid question. And certainly we will attempt to answer that question for you today, because perhaps somebody is a little confused, somebody is on the fence, or somebody doesn't know what to do. Somebody is caught up in the hype and the commercialization. But we want you to know when is the appropriate time. We want you to stay tuned. This song here says every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. Dr. Charles D. Hayes and the Cosmopolitan Choir.
Yeah. every day is a day of thanksgiving. God's been so good to me. Every day he's blessing me. Take the time to glorify the Lord today. And we want you to just take time out of your busy day just to glorify the Lord, to give him praise, to give him glory, and to give him honor. The scripture that I will share, the few scriptures on I will share, I'm going to share a few scriptures on this afternoon as pertaining to thanks or to thanksgiving or as pertaining to praise. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16, 17, and 18. Verses 16, 17, and 18. First Thessalonians, Paul's epistle, Paul's writing to the church at Thessalonica. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We want to put a pin in that scripture. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I am going to turn to the book of Job. The book of Job, chapter 1, verses 19 through 22. Read the whole chapter. And behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Verse 20, he fell down upon the ground and worship. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word on this afternoon. We pray that your word is a blessing to someone, that someone is encouraged, that someone is uplifted, that somebody is enlightened about who you are, about your direction and plan and purpose for their life. Sanctify thy word. Thy word is truth. Let the words of thy mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. The question on this afternoon: when is it appropriate to give thanks? Well, thanks seems to be a part of, or thank you seems to be a part of, good manners. Certainly, it is something that goes along with please and thank you, something that we should learn from a young age from our parents. If someone gives you something, to tell them thank you. It is suggested that if you give someone something and they don't say thank you, it suggests that there is no appreciation for what you have done. It suggests that there is no value on what you have just given. It is a very negative connotation to not say thank you. And certainly in the busyness of our day and of our lives, sometimes we do forget to say thank you. And sometimes we just take things for granted. We take people for granted until they are not there. As my father tells me, you don't miss your water until the well runs dry. And so it is important with things like our very life, the air that we breathe, the food that we eat, the shelter that we stay in. It is important that we remember to give God, our Father and Creator,
and giver of all things, thanks. The scripture that Paul writes to the church of Thessalonica, he gives us instructions of when to give thanks. He tells us in one part of the scripture to rejoice. And then he goes on to tell us to pray without ceasing. And certainly rejoice. We should be happy and certainly be in good spirits. And it says pray without ceasing. And the Bible says that men ought to always pray and not faint, because prayer is our communication with God. But where we're parking on today in this season is, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's for me, you, and you, and everybody. And so as we attempt to answer the question, when is it appropriate to give thanks, Paul's epistle, Paul's writing to us says, in everything give thanks. And then I read a portion of scripture from Job, where Job bowed down and to put his went down to the ground and he worshiped God. And if we know the story of Job briefly, Job lost everything. He lost his daughters. He lost his son. He lost material possessions. He lost everything. And after losing all those things, he could have been faint. He could have been angry with God. Later on, his wife suggests that he curses God and die. He could have done a lot of things. He could have been a lot of things. But he chose to worship God. And in this Thanksgiving season, in this Christmas season, in this time of the year, in just this week alone, I have heard of so much misfortune, so much bad news, people that I don't know, people that I do know, family members, friends, people connected, people that have just died. Many people just up and died out of nowhere. I heard one story about somebody, their wife went to wake them up, and certainly they did not respond. They died in their sleep. And certainly I heard another story about someone getting a doctor's report that was not favorable. And you say, well, how with all this is going on, sickness and death, and as we scroll through the timeline on social media, I've seen so many rest and peace just this week alone, until it is scary, it is frightening. But we have to remember that God is in control. God is a sovereign God, and he does what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants. And many people will use this time of year to be angry with God. Many people will sit at the dinner table or not sit at the dinner table, and they will remember a loved one that is not there. Somebody this year will be motherless, they will be fatherless, they will be sisterless, they will be brotherless, they will be friendless. They will be without an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, a friend, or neighbor. But we have to keep the faith. And certainly we can't allow the enemy to creep into our mind and leave us in a state of total depression. It is said that this time of year, so many people commit suicide because they just cannot handle the pressure. They just cannot cope. But certainly I came to encourage you on today that the word of God says in everything, give thanks. In everything. That means for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Everything gives thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. God wants us to be a people that give thanks, that give him glory, that give him honor, and give him praise. For he is a God that is worthy to be praised. We have life, health, and strength, but we have a reasonable portion of health. But even we have to know that no matter what report that we get, that God is able to do all things but fail. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. And certainly just because you hear a bad report, I just want to encourage you to do not stop praying, for the Lord is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised and his word is true. Don't stop praying. He'll answer you. And sometimes death does happen, and it's unfortunate, and nobody wants to see anybody die. But we have to be reminded that the scripture tells us
To live is Christ, and to die is gain. And certainly if we know Jesus Christ, and certainly if we know him in the pardon of our sins, it's a win-win situation. He says that all that the Father have given me, that I have not lost any. And certainly we need to know that we are in good hands, and certainly if we are in the hands of God, because he said he'll never leave us or forsake us. He'll be with us always, even until the end. We need to know that we have the comfort of the Holy Ghost to give us peace. He is our peace on today. He said, my peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. And certainly we serve a God of peace. Psalm 34, David wrote Psalm 34, and it said we know that he acted because he went before the king, and in order to save his life, he acted crazy, but that's another story. But he wrote Psalm 34 and said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. When do we bless God? When do we praise God? When do we thank God? At all times. Because we should let his praise continually be in our mouth. Praise is the fruit of our lips, and certainly we owe God praise for everything that he's done and for everything that he's doing right now, and certainly for all the things that we believe in God to do in our future. And you don't have to worry about not having any money in this holiday season or about buying any gift, because the greatest gift has already been given to us. That's the gift of Jesus Christ, the gift of salvation. And certainly is good news in your good hands if you in this season, if you know that you belong to God. It's good news to know that you are saved and that you're sealed and that you are redeemed from the penalty of sin. You're redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. If God has taken you out of enemy hands, you should give him thanks. Another scripture that I would like to share with you on this afternoon as we talk about when it is appropriate to give thanks. Psalms 118 and 1 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. God is a God of mercy. He has given us mercy, and he has showed us his love and kindness towards us. It says, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endure forever. Why? Because I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The psalm writer said, what can man do unto me? And certainly, so whatever is going on in your life, you be encouraged on today, through the week, on next week, in this holiday season, and continue to bless the Lord at all times, because and let his praise continually be in your mouth. Don't get caught in negativity. Don't get caught in people mumbling and about what they don't have and who they don't have, because God is the greatest power, and we shall not be defeated. Psalm 103, one more scripture I want to share with you. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. On this afternoon, we just want to pause, and in this season, and not that we're following man, we're not following the pilgrims, we're not following the Native Americans, we're not following the calendar, but
But we know that all things work together for them that love God and for them that are called to his according to his purpose. So we walk in victory on today. We don't walk in defeat. We're not walking in negativity, because in the presence of God is fullness of joy. And so the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. And it's a hard pill to swallow. And somebody said, well, I can't thank God that my family member passed away. I can't thank God that my loved one, my friend, passed away. I can't thank God in sickness. But you're not thanking God for the death. You're not thanking him for the sickness. You're thanking him that he's still in charge, that he still rules and he super rules. And you're thanking God because no matter what happens, he is still in charge. And so on this afternoon, we just want to say, thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. All that is going on in the world, all the shooting, all the killing, all the murder, all the robbery. So we thank God that it could have been worse. Stay tuned and be blessed. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe. But thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That was our theme for this Saturday afternoon as we are in this holiday season. And we just want to tell the Lord thank you for all that he has done, for all that he was going to do. And we just, if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank God enough. We just want you to know that our number here in studio, 619-924-0800. We have about 20 more minutes on this Saturday afternoon to share with you. And we just want to play some thankful music. That was a classic, Walter Hawkins. So thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. This next one, oh, give thanks, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. thanks unto our God. We have a caller. God bless you, caller.
Yes, good afternoon, Reverend Townsend.
Good afternoon.
This is Marlon calling by way of Nassau County, Long Island, New York. Just simply want to tell you that I myself, with a host of others, are grateful and thankful for your ministry in the climate that we live in today.
Well, thank you, Marlon from Nassau County. We are grateful. Global Gospel is grateful to those of you that are being blessed by this ministry. God bless.
God bless.
Once again, our number here, 619-924-0800. We are giving thanks to God for the next few minutes. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. If perhaps you have missed the beginning of this episode, this show, this part of ministry, you can sign on immediately to follow the show at 2 p.m. and listen to it in its entirety. Don Moen, give thanks with a grateful heart.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks.
Share this quote with you all before the day ends. My uncle in New Jersey, I'll give him a shout out, Anthony Hernandez, had a message on his voicemail from years ago. And actually, it stems from Helen Keller. It stems from Mahatma Gandhi. It stems from a lot of people in a lot of different versions. It says, "I cried because I had no shoes until I met a man who had no feet." And so we always need to give God thanks because there's someone always in a worse off situation than we are. And so with that being said, we just want to continue to share for the next few minutes just a little more thankful music. West Angeles, Church of God in Christ. Stay tuned.
And my mouth filled with praise.
I will bless
with a heart of thanksgiving,
thee, O Lord.
I will bless thee, O Lord. Come on, saints, let's sing.
Thanks at all times, in the good, the bad, the ups, the down, plenty, lack, whatever our state, we'll be like Paul. We'll learn to be content and give God thanks. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity just to tell you thank you. We thank you for every listener, wherever they may be, the north, the south, the east, the west. We know that today, God, that they can let them know that they can cast their cares on you, knowing that you care for us, knowing that you are the great physician, that you are the one that heals all our soul diseases. Let them know that there is hope on today. Let them know that all sickness that is not unto death, that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all, that they don't have to be downhearted, that they don't have to be depressed. But God, you are the lifter up of our heads. And we stand on your word to lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. We stand on your word, God, that you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. To that person that is suicidal, help them know that you came that we might have life more abundantly. And God, we bless your name, for your name is holy, your name is righteous. God, we thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you for this season, God. We thank you for sending your son Jesus, that we might have a right to the tree of life, God. And God, we ask you to bless us in the city, bless us in the field, bless us coming, and bless us going, God. Enlarge our territory, God, and we'll forever give your name the glory, honor, and praise. If we fail to ask anything, God, please don't fail to grant it. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, listeners, we have come to the close of the hour, and we pray that something was said on today to encourage you in this season, to so that you don't have to, you know, we don't want you to wallow in sorrow or self-pity, but we want you to know that it is appropriate to give thanks at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of the Father in Christ Jesus concerning me. And so we just have one more thankful song that we're going to share with you on this afternoon. We want you just to remember that we are archived. If you missed out on the beginning, certainly we encourage you to tune in at any time and listen to the entire episode in its entirety. We want you to remain in a mode of thanksgiving because it's always a good time to give God thanks. And so this last one simply says, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Luther Barnes. Until we meet next time, we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and you have been listening to Global Gospel. Stay tuned, and we hope to reach you again on next week, if the Lord says the same, at the same appointed time. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all.